Emily Talon leaned the sharps against the door jamb and peered through the shutters. Cold rain slanted from a darkening sky. Serve them right, she reflected grimly. They'd have them a miserable night out there. She walked back to kindle a fire and put on water for tea. From time to time, she returned to peer through the shutters. It wouldn't be so bad if she had somebody to spell her. But the last of them died, and she'd buried him with her own hands. And now, she was alone. She was old now, old and tired. If only the boys would come home. She wanted both of them to come, but she told herself she was an evil old woman to want Milo most of all. Milo, because he was a fast hand with a gun. And mean. She needed a mean man now to handle that bunch. And Milo could do it. Milo taken after her kin. No Talon was ever that mean. The Talons were strong men, hard-working men, and smarter than most. They were fighters, too, game as they came, those she'd met or heard tell of. But Milo was mean. Any man who crossed Milo Talon was taking a risk. He was her youngest, and a good boy. But he'd take water for no man. If you wished for trouble with Milo, you'd best come a-shooting. M. Talon was tall and gaunt. Her one regret as a girl was that she fell just short of 6 feet. Her brothers had all been six-footers, and she'd wished to be at least that tall, but she'd fallen short by a quarter of an inch. Her dress was old, gray, and nondescript. Her shoes had belonged to Pa, but big as they were comfortable on her feet. M. Talon was 67 years old, and she'd lived on the MT Ranch for 47 of those years. She'd been living alone in a cabin in the Cumberlands when Paul came riding up to the door. A fine, handsome man he was, in store-bought clothes, shining boots, and riding a blood-bay gelding that stepped like a dancer. He drew up outside the fence near where she was cutting flowers. "My name is Talon," he said, "and I'm looking for M. Sackett."
"What do you want with her?"
"I've come courting, and I've come a long way. I was partner to a cousin of hers out in the Shining Mountains." She studied him with thoughtful eyes.
"I am Emily Sackett," she said, "and you won't do much courting or sitting up on that horse. Get down and come in."
She was 20 years old that summer, by mountain standards, an old maid. But 2 weeks later, they were married and had a fine honeymoon down New Orleans way. Then she rode west beside Talon, into a land of buffalo and Indians. When she rode up to the ranch house, she could not believe what she saw. The house was there, larger than any other she had ever seen, even in New Orleans. And there wasn't even a cabin or dugout within 100 miles, nor a town within 200 or more. She was called M, and Talon's name began with a T. So they took MT for a brand, now known far and wide as the Empty. Pa was gone now, but it was many a fine year they'd had together. Pa was dead, and the man who'd killed him sat yonder in the town with two broken knees and a heart eaten with hatred for the woman who crippled him. Flanner had hated Talon from the moment he saw him, hated and envied him, for Talon already had what Flanner wanted. Jake Flanner decided the easiest way to come by what he wanted was to take what Talon had. At first he tried to frighten the grim-jawed old man, but there was no fright in him that anybody ever located. So he had killed him, or had him killed, sure that Em would pull out when her husband was dead. No woman could ever stand in his way, but there she stood. It was cold in the big old house, and the rooms were dark and shadowed. A little of the last light of evening filtered through the heavy shutters. The house was dusty, and the air was stale and old. When a woman had to stand guard all day, little time was left for housekeeping. She who had kept the neatest house in the Cumberland Hills now only had a kitchen in which she dared live. Talon had been a builder, as his family had been. He'd come down from French Canada to build a steamboat for river traffic. The first of his line to live west of the Atlantic had been a shipwright, and since then they had all been shipwrights, millwrights, bridge builders, and workers with timber. Pa had built keelboats, several steamboats, a dozen mills and bridges, and finally this house. He built with his own hands, and he built to last. He had felled the timber, seasoned it, and shaped each piece with cunning hands. He dug the cellar himself and walled it with native stone, and he had prepared for every eventuality he could think of.